Let's stay with internet news for a moment. Yahoo is undergoing another big management shakeup. Yesterday, Jerry Yang, the co-founder and former CEO, said he is stepping down from the company's board of directors. NPR's Steve Henn has more from Silicon Valley.
For months late last year, Yahoo's board of directors was mulling a deal that could have sold the internet company or broken it apart.
But the question always in the back of people's mind is, would Jerry Yang, the founder of the company, be interested in going along with that?
Charlene Lee follows Yahoo at the Altimeter Group. Yang blocked Microsoft's bid to buy Yahoo back in 2008. That decision ultimately cost Yahoo's shareholders billions. And in recent years, Yahoo struggled to hold its grounds in the increasingly competitive internet advertising market.
2011, it didn't grow. It was down about 3% in the United States, which is the bulk of their market.
David Hollerman tracks Yahoo's ad sales at eMarketer. He says for many investors, Yahoo has lost its luster.
Because they're not going to be as strong as they were before.
But the board's decision earlier this month to hire former eBay executive Scott Thompson to run Yahoo signaled the company would remain intact. Still, Yahoo's under intense pressure from its largest shareholders to boost results. Charlene Lee says a shakeup on the board was overdue.
Yahoo's board has been seen as being very much entrenched in the old way of thinking of what Yahoo was.
Yahoo still has 700 million users, but Lee believes what it needs is a clear vision for the future. With Yang now gone, more board resignations are expected. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.